Hello and welcome. You are listening to a guided meditation. I'm your host, Katie Jo Holton. Today we're going to do an exploration of deep rest. I've been noticing for myself lately that I am having trouble navigating the boundary between rest and giving up. So as I unfold and step into flow, I find myself in this river of flow, coming upon rocks that act as barriers along the path. And most of the rocks I've placed there myself. Nonetheless, when I come to one of these barriers, I find myself stopping, stepping out of flow, and becoming highly aware of the fear of moving forward. Now, certainly awareness is the first step to moving beyond it and to making my way around or through the fear. But often when I come to these places, I become very tired. I create a lot of things in my life to distract me from the work that I know I need to do and from the things that I know that will make me feel better. And so this can look like a number of things. For instance, for me, I resort to addictions. I'll try to find a cigarette to smoke or decide to have a drink a little bit earlier in the day than is really called for. And once I do that, I find that I give myself permission to just check out. So this checking out is something that comes up because I am afraid that I am not enough or that what is required of me moving forward might be too much. And even though I know that the thing that I'm going towards is the thing that I desire, in response to the fear, I sort of like resist doing the thing that I'm supposed to do. But then in turn, I push, trying to get around it rather than resting in the fear and allowing myself to move forward despite the fear. So for instance, I've been finding myself really called to do more live work. And that's an edge for me. It's an edge because I am vulnerable when I do this. It's an edge because I've placed a lot of importance on my work. And there is a fear that I might screw it up publicly. Or even worse, I might be really good at it. But I think really ultimately, it is more about discomfort with who I really am meeting the world. So I'll kind of like be in this place where I'm feeling really empowered and really centered, where I'm feeling in alignment and moving forward and feeling in flow and making some good things happen, getting clients and receiving gratitude from them for the work that we've been able to share with each other, getting very clear messages. And then when it comes to like the next step, I suddenly flood myself with self-doubt. One of the things that I do to avoid moving forward is I let in a bunch of information or start considering a gazillion options that I probably should know are not things that I should be considering, but I bring it all in and allow myself to sit in this place called I don't know. And it's interesting because that's sort of like a self-defense mechanism for me, is to pretend to be in this place where I don't know so that I don't have to make a choice. And I think a lot of people can relate to this because, especially when it comes to like our soul work or something that we do really value, we are afraid to make a choice because we're afraid that we might make the wrong choice. And the funny thing is I sit in this place of I don't know, so that I don't have to make a choice. But in reality, I have already made a choice. I've made the choice of I don't know. So I'm trying to take a step back from that. And as I come to these places where I'm suddenly filled with fear about moving forward, I'm beginning to take a look at what I can do to bring some more ease into my system. I don't want to keep going the route where I check out. But I'm also aware that if I don't give myself breaks and allow myself being sensitive to what I am feeling, then I am more likely to get frustrated and just give up altogether. So what I am seeking is a way to find some deep rest. So today we're going to do a meditation. This is really going to be more of a journey for the purpose of deep rest. So let us begin. If you're not already, find yourself a comfortable position. In this meditation, you might find it helpful to be laying down. However, sometimes when we lay down, it is easier for us to check out and not be present in our meditative work. So if you think that that is a possibility, I recommend sitting upright with your feet flat on the floor, or certainly you can sit cross-legged with your back straight and your shoulders down. Or if you're laying down, you might even find that it will be helpful to leave your knees bent so that you still are slightly alert and can't doze off as easily. Okay. So let's begin by taking a few slow, soft breaths. You might even try to make them the softest breath that you've ever taken. Barely detectable on the inhale, and yet filling your belly with life force as you breathe in. And then as you gently breathe out, feeling yourself coming into balance. And again. And one more. Let's just take a moment to call all the parts of your being inward. Maybe even imagining that there's a magnet in your heart that can bring all of the pieces of your being, of your thought, all of your emotions, all of your worrying for others, can come and meet right in the center of your body, in the center of your heart. As they arrive, you might know exactly what some of those parts are for. And there might even be small pieces that you weren't aware were gone and you're not sure where they were. And that's just fine. Go ahead and allow them to collect here in your being. However you are lying down or sitting, imagine that you can see yourself standing on the surface of the earth. And it can be helpful to choose a place that you know, that brings you comfort, a place that feels safe, that you've felt held before. But it certainly can be a place that pops up in your imagination as well. These places that pop up in our imagination are coded with much more information than we can take in intellectually. And so you just kind of follow the feeling. So visualize yourself standing on the surface of the earth in your special place. And you might even take note of what you're wearing at this time. For this activity, go ahead and keep your attire simple. If you're wearing lots of layers or accessories, go ahead and ask that they be removed so that you are adorned in one simple but elegant outfit. And imagine from your root an opening that would go into the earth. And normally this grounding cord is a way for you to receive energy and information from Mama Gaia, from the core of the earth, and to root your own grounding cord into the core of the earth. But today we are going to use this opening to enter the earth. So imagine the opening showing up right at your feet. So when you're ready, begin to step into the hole, which brings you directly into the dirt of the earth. And as you enter the hole, you can see almost a magical layer at the top that you pass through. Taking a few steps down into the earth, you can lay down or even curl up if that feels right. Right in the loose dirt, so that you're completely and safely immersed. Feeling the dirt between your fingers, between your toes. Gently feeling it all around your body. You're still able to breathe comfortably and continue to take slow, soft breaths. You might even begin to notice that the heartbeat of the earth and your own heartbeat seem to match. See if you can hear it. And as you sink in even deeper, you might notice that your skin, the outer layer of your skin, feels like it almost dissolves. The dirt around you is alive, tingles the outside layer of your body. It's hard to tell where your body ends and the earth begins. And if you notice any particles in the earth or crawlies that seem to distract you, just allow them to pass without placing more attention on them than what's needed. Continuing to breathe. Allow yourself to almost shrink within your very own body, like you're closing a second set of eyelids. Deepening in. As you feel the warm dirt all around you, eventually you even begin to feel even warmer where you are, until you sense a golden light coming from beneath you, coming from the core of the earth. Mama Gaia reaching out her very hands. And those hands of light don't actually touch you, but move through you. The beams gently dissolving your body. As it dissolves, you notice the pieces slowly start to drift away. And it's not that there is none of you left, but there is no barrier. Even your bones slowly vibrate apart into tiny particles, turning into sand. And while you can feel yourself can't tell what is you and what is the heart of the earth. I'm just breathing here for some time. You can hear the sweet whispers of the earth running through your system somehow. Mama Gaia whispering secrets to you. That you feel in your very being. And instead of trying to make sense of them or trying to make out what it is, just let the scattered particles of your being absorb them into them. Now, you might call in compassionate spirits of the underworld, or your own helping or guiding spirits, to come in and begin to help reassemble the parts of you. As they begin to come back together, the truth of your heart becomes more known than it was before. And you remember who you are. Simply by feeling your body. And as all of the parts of you begin to come together, begin to connect again, fall back into sync, as energy begins to run through your system, the grounding energy of the earth below will absorb into your lower half as the divine light from above begins to penetrate the ground and reach the surface of your body so that they meet in the middle. And here a light form so that you may know your truth. So that you may feel truth. Breathing slowly, gently. When you are ready, you can imagine the dirt above you, the surface of the earth, opening up another doorway. And the light coming in, feeling your body in a whole new way. And as you begin to rise from within the earth, you pass through a magic barrier that lets you know that you are back. Walking up and standing on the very surface of the earth where you began. And from here, you might actually begin to rub your real body. Maybe stretching your toes, wiggling your fingers. You might even stretch your arms over your head. As you gently open your eyes. And You remember that there is nothing to be done, just to be. Simply to know yourself. And with your eyes open, allow yourself to feel that center point where the grounding energy and divine light met you below the earth. Allow yourself to feel that here in the present moment, above the earth, from inside your body, with your eyes open. And know that there is no task to be done at this moment. That you can simply be for the sake of being. And the light that you carry within is the truth of who you are. And you can allow yourself to have a little inner smile because you know that it is true. Beautiful.